This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
In 2014, the price of oil fell by almost 50% in the U.S. And if you look at gasoline futures, well, it's pretty much the same story. Today, there was another rout on news that there's way more supply than demand. Investors were also unhappy with new data out of China, a country that consumes a lot of oil. Scott Tong is on Marketplace's sustainability desk, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, David.
So a lot of big news today. Walk us through it. What do we hear?
Well, let's say you bet on oil prices rising. You just got two more lumps of coal in your stocking as far as data. Chinese factories appear to have slowed down, and China, of course, buys a lot of oil. And the petroleum on the shelf, as it were, in the storage in the U.S., that went up. And so lots of supply, this glut of oil grows. That's the story. You mentioned the oil price dived this year. In fact, it's at its lowest price in 5 years. And if we measure it in terms of gasoline, the last time it was $2.30 a gallon nationally was the summer of 2008.
So a while ago, and I was driving around yesterday, I didn't see it for 2.30. I saw it for about 2.70, but still fairly inexpensive. And what we've been told is that's good news.
And by one measure, it's a $1.3 trillion stimulus for the world. Here in America, that helps drivers, it helps the airlines, and it helps the travel and the hotel industry. But if we look globally, the emerging locomotives of China and India, they rely a lot more on energy to grow. So this is a bigger boost for those countries even than it is here. Now, there are, of course, losers. Electric vehicles and alternative fuels are hurting right now. And then, of course, there are the oil-producing countries and companies. But no question, it's a net plus.
Yeah, these are the folks who are drilling for oil and making it usable.
Oh, that's right. And worst off are the high-cost producers in the oil patch. And that includes ours. The U.S. shale producers brought the world this boom, this glut of oil, and now they're living this bust, which is just getting started now in places like Texas and in North Dakota. I spoke to energy economist Phil Verleger about all this, and he articulated a very basic point here. Boom-bust is how capitalism works, whether it's dot-coms or oil or railroads.
The railroads and the late 19th century were seen as a huge boom, just like the fracking industry is today. And then railroads couldn't make their bonds, and we had a depression from 1873 to around 1890. I guess Alan Greenspan and Robert Shiller have used the term irrational exuberance, and that's what we've seen.
So now, David, we're seeing the drillers cutting back on their investments. The lenders are getting shy. There is a lag until the supply will come off the shelves. And between now and then, many see prices continuing to fall, perhaps another 6 months. So maybe not $50 crude, but as one analyst said, be prepared. Don't be surprised by $30 crude.
Incredible. And you know, who really knows what's going to happen here? But if oil prices continue to drop, I imagine there are a lot of countries whose economies are sort of hanging in the balance. What are the wild cards here?
That's right. And you just said who really knows. And that's really the first thing we need to say again and again is who really knows. Watch for global instability in places like Russia and Venezuela. They're addicted to selling oil the same way we're addicted to buying it. And they don't have much of a rainy day fund. So do we see unrest there? Do we see a more unpredictable Putin? And then there's Iran. Does the pain make them more likely to negotiate a nuclear deal or something else? So if you're looking for black swan scenarios, there you have it to cheer you up on New Year's Eve.
Marketplace's Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk. Scott, thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome.